Dear friends, before I continue last week's program, I need to urge you to go to www.final-call.us after the broadcast, in case you haven't been there, to research what is happening to the King James Bible and all subsequent miscellaneous versions, such as the New International Version, etc. The changes include all related books, helpers to understand the scriptures, the concordance, notes in the Bible, lexical aids, etc., etc. This also includes spoken Bibles, keychain Bibles, digital Bibles. In other words, the original version is unavailable anywhere. This information is not shared from preachers who may not have heard about it. If they are aware, they resort to excuses why that cannot be true. Since the change is provable by going into your own Bibles, no matter when they were printed, you'll find it is a fact. This development is also prophesied in Amos chapter 8, verse 11. "Behold, the days come, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord." The reason for that is that the word has become unreliable. Unless a preacher has memorized the 1,100 plus or minus pages of the original Bible, he risks teaching false doctrine. What that means, time is getting short. Jesus said he's coming when it is darkest spiritually. Many Christians have pinned their hopes on the new president-elect, claiming that God has given us more time before Jesus returns. When asked in an interview after the election was final about Hillary's future, the president-elect stated that he doesn't wish to hurt the Clintons. They are nice people. Same-sex marriages are okay, and the wall became a fence. So friends, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and wish to be included in the coming rapture, say this prayer with me right now, okay? It'll be available on the Cephas-radio.com in case you can't follow it. Cephas-radio.com. Our Father in heaven, thank you for giving up your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who shed his blood for all our sins, to assure us that we can depend on the fact that he paid the penalty for all sins. His last words before he died on the cross were, "It is finished." Father God, I humbly come before you and ask for forgiveness of my sins. I repent of them so I can become your child, born again of the Holy Spirit, who will be my teacher and my connection to you, Father God. I know that Jesus is the Christ and the Son of God. I wish to make him my Lord and Savior forever. Amen. This commitment will change me on the inside and assure that surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalms 23, verse 6. Remember, God is allowing this to happen. Committed believers are researching and sharing what we need to be aware of. There's still plenty of reliable scripture to learn from. That is the reason for this program. John chapter 10, verse 27 through 30. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Don't forget, it's on radio, on cephas-radio.com, cephasradio.com. Speaking is Rita Williams of Cephas Ministry Incorporated, a network of 40 websites addressing many social and spiritual issues. We are what our group calls Watchmen. God always had Watchmen. A small group of ministries came up about the same time in the early 1990s, sharing and exposing what was going on in churches all over the world. We left off last week with Joel chapter 1, verse 15. Alas for the day. For the day of the Lord is at hand, and a destruction from the Almighty shall it come as a destruction. Joel chapter 2, verse 11. And the Lord shall utter his voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for he is strong, that executeth the word, his word. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible, and who can abide it? Amos chapter 5, verse 20. Shall not the day of the Lord be darkness and not light, even very dark and no brightness in it? 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, and at some point in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. That's at the end of the millennium. First events is the day of Christ believers are waiting for. Matthew chapter 13, verse 24 through 30. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which soweth good seed in his field. But while men slept, the enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, Sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? And from whence then has it tares? And he said unto them, an enemy hath done this. And the servants said unto him, wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, nay, lest ye gather up the tares. Ye root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest, and in the time of the harvest I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. The wheat are all those who will be in the rapture on the day of Christ. The tares relates to the apostasy we just read. The Pope is gathering the tares right now in bundles to burn at some point. The Pope says we don't need Jesus Christ. All go to heaven regardless of what they believe. Jesus made a promise to believers. Notice what I'm referring to now is not the day of Christ. The day of the Lord begins with the Feast of Trumpets, also called Rosh Hashanah, when Jesus puts his bride in what the Bible calls the barn, where she waits for 7 years at the end of the tribulation for the wedding to the bridegroom. Jesus Christ, in other words, the day of Christ, the rapture. The barn is his Father's house. John chapter 14, verse 2 through 4. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. The Old Testament confirms the church will be gone before the peace agreement. In Daniel chapter 12, 1 through 3, thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book of life. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they be wise, shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1 through 17. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, referring to the rapture, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that day, the day of Christ, is at hand. What is Paul referring to when he speaks of the day of Christ? Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Christ. Philippians 1, verse 10, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ. Philippians chapter 2, verse 16, holding forth the day of the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Time's up. Celebrate our 25th anniversary at denver-thriftshop.com. Blowout. Till next week, thank you for listening. God bless you. So long. Rita Williams of CephasMinistry.com. CephasMinistry.com. Thank you.